Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to another live show of Patterson on the Web. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown, my co-host, Corey Teagues. Today's show is about 1 year after the municipal elections in the city of Patterson. The city of Patterson is still in a crisis. Also, we're waiting to come into our studio is Commissioner Bernard Jones, former Council-at-Large candidate, to give us some insight on his perception of where the city of Patterson is. Until he comes into the studio, Brother Corey Teagues and I are going to start the show. Good afternoon, Brother Teagues. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing pretty good, man. Hanging in there. We're still fighting for the family. I released some new information today on my Facebook pages. I'm sure people have saw it. And we have some more stuff we're going to be putting out as the family gives us permission to do so. There's some big stuff coming up, and, you know, I just hang in there, folks. Trust me. There's some big stuff coming up, and I know a lot of people are asking, you know, what's the status with the case, but I can promise you the quietness is not because nothing's happening. I can guarantee, I can assure you that. You know. One of the things that I noted on the death certificate is that Section 38 says, was there any particular information that could have produced results as to the death? And they said yes, and yet when you look down further where it says immediate cause of death, they have under investigation. We figure it's 148 days later. And you mean to tell me they still don't have answers? They have answers. They just don't want to come out with it. You know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if the public knew this or you knew this, but the EMT workers just returned to work. They did not work for a while because they were being threatened. So
the EMT
they just
workers?
Returned to work. Yeah, they just returned to work.
Brother Corey, before we continue, I just want to let the audience know that our special guest, Commissioner Bernard Jones, is in the studio. We want to welcome him into the studio. Commissioner, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing okay, sir. And yourself?
How's it going,
Corey? How you doing, Mr.
Good.
Teagues?
Hey, how's it going, brother?
Good. We want to thank you for coming on the show. We're going to let Corey Teagues finish giving us an update on the Jameik Lowry incident, and as he's talking about the employees that surrounded that incident, the EMTs have been threatened and have finally came back to work. So, Brother Teagues, if you don't mind, finish giving the community an update on that. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah. So the EMT workers just returned, and this information I found out just today from my credible source that, yeah, they just returned to work recently. We do know from the death certificate that I published today on my page that they are still withholding a lot of the information with regards to the death. We're still trying to get the camera footage, which I was on the phone today with a private investigator that I'm working with. We're still trying to find a way to get the camera footage from within the precinct, across the street, and other areas in that area that I don't want to, you know, mention online. I don't even go look for those cameras. And I think it's interesting for the public to know that when Jameik was in the hospital, they confiscated his phone. And he wasn't under arrest. He wasn't under any type of investigation. But the police found it necessary to confiscate his phone. I guess their attempt was to get the video squashed and erased, which didn't happen, and it went viral. So right now, that's where we're at right now. We just released the that information, and as soon as the family gives the okay, we'll release the independent autopsy, and that's going to blow the roof off of everything. I guarantee you.
Brother Teagues, thank you very much for that update. Today's show is about a year after the city's municipal election, and we have a new mayor, Andre Saya. The city of Patterson is still in a crisis. The hope that people wanted and were looking for from this mayor was short-lived. The case of the Jameik Lowry is one incident of many where this mayor has failed the city of Patterson and his residents. failed to answer questions to the family, failed to conduct an internal investigation onto what happened and to the untimely death of Jameek Lowry. And now we are here, 148 days later, and about 3 weeks ago, the only person that has given us answers into this issue is the governor. Murphy came to the city of Patterson, and he told Corey Teague, stood up in a crowd at a town hall and asked, what is going on with Jameek Lowry? And Governor Murphy was the only individual to answer the question that the community has been asking, is that there is a criminal investigation underway. This whole administration of Andre Saia has been mirrored with political patronage, lies, deceitfulness, and now we have a person on this phone who's going to talk about other issues that he sees that has been further putting the city of Patterson in a demise. I want to welcome into the show again Commissioner Bernard Jones. How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well, actually. I haven't done this in a while, actually, spoke about anything in Patterson because I felt there was no need. So thank you guys for the invite. And it's a pleasure, especially to be on this show with Corey Tees, who is on top of everything at this particular time. And that's a good thing for the people.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, brother.
Because no one is telling the truth. You're telling the truth. You know, we ask you to come on this show because you're telling the truth on Facebook. You're talking about the issues that are going on in Patterson that the people in the mainstream media aren't covering. You're talking about the taxes that are trying to be imposed upon us and those other issues, and we'd like for you to talk more about the political patronage jobs. We want to hear from you about how you perceive our city of Patterson being 1 year after the election. I didn't support this mayor, but this mayor got elected on hope and dream and a renaissance, and we've seen just the opposite. We've seen dirty streets, filthy streets, playgrounds, parks are a mess, okay? We've seen political patronage jobs. We've seen, the list can go on and on. I mean, we've seen him provide no answers to criminal activity that's going on with his police department. But I'm going to let you go ahead, and you can talk about some of the issues that you've identified of being a public activist in the community that you see that you find troubling in Patterson today, Commissioner. Go ahead.
I'm going to watch how I say things because, I mean, I don't care what I say because I'm open to just voicing my opinion, but it's not about my opinion. And the problem is that we have to stop making it about the messenger and receive the message. And I'm a true believer of that. I think that a lot of people, even with Corey Tees, his message is on fire. His message is real. His message is true. And people may say, I don't like Corey, but it's not about Corey. It's about the message
Amen.
And the job.
Amen.
And you may not like Bernard, and it's not about Bernard. It's about the message and what you take from the message. And it's sad that I got into politics, I think, 5 years ago. And I remember the first debate. What is his name? Councilman Ken Mars beat us so bad in that debate and demolished us that I said to myself, I will never allow anyone to humiliate me, to embarrass me like that ever again in life, for me not to know knowledge and not to be aware of what's taking place. And it wasn't anything major that he demolished us on, but just a little that made him look more educated, more relevant, more important than he actually was or is. So when I say something, it's because I've done my research and I have studied this. And the main thing, earlier this morning, I was on a phone with a particular person who's very, very educated, very up in the rankings in Patterson. And we were talking about the budget and how the mayor is constantly pushing this budget and how the council is acting as if they don't know it's not them, it's the mayor. No, it's you. We have to educate the people in Patterson that the budget that the city council runs the same way Congress runs with the president of the United States of America. When the mayor said, when they said we will shut the country down, we will not pay anything because Congress was unwilling to bend for the president. And the council has to be unwilling to bend for the mayor when they're not getting what they need and what the city wants.
What the people needs and what the people want.
Yeah, they're
there
to represent the people. They're there to provide services, educate, and inform the people. But once they get elected, they forget that the people put them there. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, I'm being honest with you. He has done a number of things that no other black mayor, no other Hispanic, no one would have got away with. Just because
right.
you're smiling, the city, yes, the city may look as if it is much better because we've put a pink Band-Aid on it and we've taken the beige one off. But get those same issues are still there underneath that Band-Aid. Why do he get it? Like, there's no way we spent over $40 million fixing the streets in Patterson, and a list has not been presented to the citizens in the newspaper on these are the streets that we fixed with your $50 million and your 20% interest on top of that, or 30%. There is no way that this mayor has not laid off any police officers and you found a way to tax the citizens of this city just so that you can
right.
hire more police officers and no one is upset with you. When Jeff Jones
right.
laid off those police officers, that was so that the city would not go into bankruptcy. It was to protect the taxpayers, and everyone was upset with him. He saved you money, but you're mad at him. This young man has raised taxes twice in 12 months. He has put an increase on the sewer bill where people are now, if you're a business, you're paying $200-something a month. If you're a resident owner, an extra $40 a month on your sewer bill. Just finding ways to pimp money out of these poor black people that have voted them in, and they're happy. They're elated. They're elated to struggle.
Right.
They're elated that, and they're praising him as if he's great because they don't know any better.
Absolutely.
I sit here and I watch Jersey City. Their mayor issued a statement that in 2016, 48 killings were from January to June. In 2017, they dropped it to 36 killings. 2018 or 19, the same time, is down to 9 shootings. They're promoting, and his citizens praised him. Why? Because he's not raising taxes. Because he's lowered the murder rate, because he's bringing in jobs, affordable housing. He's challenging developers that you're not going to come into our city and get tax abatements and bring nothing back here because you can leave and you can sue me, but we're not giving up. That's a mayor.
And we don't see these things transpiring in Patterson right now.
There's no affordable housing.
No.
Crime is out of pocket. 3 people just got shot this week.
And you have to ask yourself, the council voted for BDL, the police, what is he, the director, the chief, to be full-time here. How do you give someone a full-time position if they have not been able to lower the crime and allow them to work somewhere else when they should just focus on this city right here?
Before you continue, like I say, politics is not going to save Patterson. It will not. As a matter of fact, politics have brought Patterson to the demise and to the point that it is now. Until we put, as you're talking about now, the people's issues first, Patterson will continue to go down. Will continue.
Yep.
As long as these politicians keep playing games with contractors, with money, with their positions, the people are still continuing to suffer. The streets are getting dirty. And like you said, we covered a beige Band-Aid with a pink Band-Aid, and that Band-Aid that's on there now is raggedy as heck.
Well,
mm-hmm.
then again, it's about educating the people.
Yes.
But you can't. You know what? I used to be upset with the people. You can't be upset with them because the people don't know what a councilman's job really is. The people don't know how government runs. And until you educate the people, then you will continue to have this issue because they think a councilman job is to smile at them, donate $500 a year to their organization in hot dogs
right.
and hamburgers. That is not the job. The job is to balance the budget, allocate funds, challenge the mayor to make sure that the necessary funds and programs get into the city of Patterson. How do you have
also,
a school board?
Also provide oversight. Also to bring departmental heads in, like the police director, the fire director, and challenge them on internal investigations, ask them questions on how we lost the death of Jameek Lowry. That's their job as the council. They provided zero oversight. They've called for zero investigations, and then they shut off a letter at the last minute to the prosecutor's office already knowing that they're not going to give any information. That's not doing their job. They have not legislated any quality of life issues to increase the impact of the residents in some time now.
Can I say something? And I know you guys may get upset, but I'm being honest, and I've spoke to several individuals who told me this. Those individuals that are elected, they will get reelected. And 9 times out of 10, the mayor will get reelected. And I'm going to tell you why, and I'm sorry to say this. When we talk about the death of Jameek, I watched hundreds of individuals outside protesting against the mayor and against the council. But when you have to ask yourself, how many of those individuals are registered to vote? Because when the mayor has a base already. His base doesn't care about a young black boy getting shot down that lives in the third ward. His base doesn't care about a young black boy getting shot down that lives in the first ward. Because if his base really cared, he would show that they cared because they would have challenged him. Calls would have been made and said, we will not allow this to take place because we elected you to get into office. The council is elected to protect the interests of the citizens. They are elected by the citizens. When a single council member did not walk from behind those chambers and stand outside with those individuals, that showed you that they chose those benches and they chose that chair before they chose the people. Because if one council member would have stood and marched with those citizens to that police department, that no police officer in their right mind would have pulled out a goddamn spray mace and started spraying those citizens in front of that police station.
Right.
And you've seen in Atlanta where there was an elected official that was arrested because she went into a protest to shake hands and support them, and she was arrested with them because she said, I stand with you. You can't sit in those chairs and say, I represent you and I speak for you, but I only speak for you from this chair and not from behind this bench. Then they really don't represent them. So with me saying all that, I'm saying is that nothing's going to happen because no one with real power and real position has stepped up to say, I'm fighting this cause with you. And I am, and use that television and use that platform to push the issues. Every time a camera come on, you should push every issue that is affecting the black community. And they're not doing that. So that's why. So to be honest with you, if the mayor won with his 8,000 votes, 7,000 of those individuals don't even know who a Jameek Miller or his family is. I mean, I don't want to disrespect his name. Jameek is. They don't know his family. They don't know anything about what's going on. So you guys need to find a way to get this information out to the masses so that they know what's going on, so that they're aware of what mayor they voted in and what he's doing, because they see him smiling at events and pictures. They're thinking everything's great. They're thinking you raise our taxes. That's normal. It's not normal. Those people got elected because they have a base. And those 500 people that was outside protesting arrested, if a good 100 of them are registered to vote, still will not affect the basis that those individuals have that got them elected.
Right.
So yes, you guys have to come up with a better way to approach this, to make them know that your voices are there, that your vote counts.
True, but you know, Bernard, you know for a fact, we can stand in front of them with a sign and they won't even pay attention. You know that.
So what does that say?
We're talking about Patterson. We can't forget who we're talking about now. We're talking about Patterson. These people here don't pay attention. They don't care for the most part. That's why I was talking about before, voter apathy, where they just go to the polls and vote. They don't care who they vote for. You know what I mean?
But then again, if you watched See Us Now about the Central Five and how everyone is affected by and everyone is hurt and everyone, that is a Jameek incident, but it's done on a different level in a different place. The same pain and the anger that you feel for that is what you should feel now, that we're being treated like that in our own town by someone that you elected to represent us. That is what you have to push to the masses. You can't be upset at something that's on TV, but you're not upset and it's being taken place in your own hometown.
That's happening right here. Yeah. Exactly.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the biggest issues, that the things that are happening on the national, international level, while with them, with the stuff local, they don't seem to care.
Okay, so this is what you guys want to do. I think that if you guys got together and you said the way that we campaign and knock on doors, that's the way we're going to knock on doors and we're going to educate the citizens of the issues that's taking place and who's not helping with these issues. You have to go back to old school, because there's no way that if you ask 2,000 people in the fourth ward that are that's living in a home where they're paying $18,000 in taxes, what is the Jameet case and what happened, they don't know what it is.
Right.
So I understand it's about regrouping and letting it get out there to get the help that you need, because we can't allow it to continue to happen, and it will if you guys do not reinvent yourself, evaluate it, and take a different approach to the situation.
Absolutely. I'm definitely taking down notes of this, for sure. So this is certainly, I think that's why we mentioned before it was a movement, but we know it's going to take a while to get these people really shaken up to the point where they start demanding more from the people they put in office. That's absolutely right.
They're not going to. I have learned something this week. I learned two important things. One is that certain people will stay in office because they will never rock the boat, and they will never challenge anyone. And by doing so, it lets people feel like they go along to get along and they're okay, and that's what we want.
Right.
But then you have to realize there's people that will never, ever put a fire out, because if they ever put a fire out, and I'm not going to take credit for this because I learned this from Jeff Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He said if they ever put a fire out, that means people would demand them to put out other fires. So they don't.
Mm-hmm.
They let it go.
Right.
So you have to ask yourself. I mean, I'm serious. I've watched people run for office that have praised and they have begged people, and they attended every event, and then they got elected.
Right.
They no longer did that.
Right.
But guess what? That's all the people wanted in Patterson, to be honest with you. Because you're in a city that has a 88% illiteracy rate, which is 22% below poverty. Most of these individuals don't know how to be loved or never loved. So when you have someone smiling at you, telling you you're everything and you're my brother, they now feel accepted. They feel relevant. They're happy.
Right.
So they're willing to say, oh, my God, I'm voting for you because you make me feel so good. You don't have to feed me. You don't have to educate me or inform me, but you make me feel good right now. That's all I need. You got me, and I got you. But I'm not.
What other areas?
I'm
sorry,
it's true. Yeah, it's true.
No, continue. Go ahead. Continue, Commissioner.
Right.
No, I was about to give Corey a compliment on the job well done that he did. He did a wonderful job for his election, being by himself, a community guy.
True.
I think he took for granted. Not granted. I think he probably would have been upset, but Corey, to be alone by yourself, to fight, to knock on doors, not out there begging and pimping your backside out for dollars. You did a wonderful job. I truly believe it. I don't think everything probably isn't for everyone, and the times have changed from now and when you first ran, because more people have gotten involved and more people are educated, and they have learned to say, how do I win an election? Don't govern yourself like a Corey Pease or a Bernard Jones, because it'll get you nothing. But if you run and you smile and you tell the people what they want to hear, you will get those votes and you will get that Democratic Party support.
Right. You're absolutely right.
You know, so I think that with that being said, I'm not saying you should run again, but I think it's that you probably need to be more strategic on how you do things in your future when wanting to run and wanting to represent the people, because you are still fighting years.
Oh, yeah. And that's a big point that you're making, if I should decide to do that. But, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that people supported me on in the past is how I, you know, my, I have an aggressive way of advocating, and a lot of people seem to like that, you know. That's not especially when I know it's human injustice, you know.
Of course. Of course.
So,
Bernard, can you think of any other issues that we want to bring forth that Patterson has changed or has not gotten any better in the past year? Can you think of any other issues?
I'm being honest with you. For the last 4 years, I ate, slept, drunk Patterson and learning things that in the last year I really walked away from all those things because I just felt like you're never going to change citizens in the city. So why beat myself up trying to educate and inform a group of individuals that don't want to be educated and informed? And I'm sorry to say that. It's the truth. You get caught like, why should I have Bell palsy, have my face paralyzed because I'm stressed out watching my people get deceived and misled? But my people don't care. They're happy. They're content with the little. There is no way that, no offense, a Arabic or white mayor who is elected by the African-American community in the black community never had leaders sit down and say, this is what we want. And once you give us this, we're willing to give you these votes. Because, yes, and I don't have any problem with Andre, to be honest with you, with the mayor. The problem probably just occurred recently where, no, you have been elected to protect these people that you ran around here, kissed and smiled and hugged for 5 to 10 years. How do you run and lose two mayor elections and then you win and then you don't do anything? But this people have said, oh, Bernard, he's great. You're being a troublemaker. How am I a troublemaker? I have enough money. I can move anywhere I want to move. I can do whatever I want to do. I don't have to talk about anything in Patterson. I'm not
but
affected.
But if you're a taxpayer, why don't you have a right to an opinion? That's what I don't get. If it's like if you don't agree with someone's political position, they like somebody based on what? I can tell you why I don't like the job he's doing. As you mentioned, several things. Has nothing to do with him as a person. He's getting paid by taxpayers to do a job that he's not doing.
He's a nice person.
But like you said, if people are happy with the skin and the grin, the laughing, the dancing, then so be it. Okay? But that's not why. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and I don't want to cut you off because I know we have limited time, but let me tell you something.
Yes.
When I can go down, someone said to me, Bernard, you're acting nasty and bitter and mean towards the mayor. I didn't run for mayor. What are you talking about? I can name 7 things that he has done that's wrong. One, he's taken money from a political PAC in Hudson County and Bergen County. One.
Mm-hmm.
But they donated money to a football field. He then took contracts out to have their companies come and clean and fix the field. That's wrong. Mm. Two, you cannot become friends and take donations from developers, have your headquarters in a developer's headquarters, two, and then you go and become friends with that developer or been friends, and then you sell off property in the city of Patterson at a low price to that developer. Three, you did not raise taxes. You voted against taxes being raised every single year for the last 8 years, upset with Joey Torres and Jeff Jones about raising taxes, and you never voted, ever, ever. Yeah. For you to get into office and vote 2 times, why? Because if you knew that and you knew you wanted to be mayor, you should have had a solution prior to being elected on which you were going to do different that Joey Torres and Jeff Jones and everyone else prior to them did, which it did not.
Mm-hmm.
Commissioner, Commissioner Jones, thank you so much for giving us an insight. We hope to have you back on this show again where you can continue the conversation about the people of Patterson, how we can help save Patterson. Commissioner Teagues, I want to thank you. I want to thank all our listeners. Today's show, 1 year after the municipal elections in the city of Patterson, is still in a crisis. Please join us next week as we continue this program, Patterson in a crisis and what we need to do to change the future. for the residents of Patterson. Thank you very much for listening to the show. We pray for Patterson. We pray for all its inhabitants. God bless you all. And thank you both for
thank
being
you
on the show. And we'll talk soon. God bless you.
Indeed.
Good night.